Platonic. This is the author, Marissa G. Franco, PhD. For my friends, my lifelines, my soulmates, my healers, and my everyday joys. Author's note. The stories of friendship you'll hear in Platonic are all based on true stories. I'm indebted to the people who shared their stories with me to help me bring the research to life. Out of respect for them, I've changed many of their names and identifying characteristics. At times, I've combined stories from multiple people to further anonymize. The advice I share in Platonic comes from hundreds of scientific studies and my consultations with dozens of experts. I believe in this research, but I also must acknowledge its limitations. Much of the research on friendship is older, is conducted in the U.S., and uses small samples of predominantly white, heterosexual college students. Some people might not see their life experiences in this research, and they are right to critique my work. To give you research-based advice that I can feel confident in, I've read widely and shared advice that's based on multiple studies rather than on any single one. Still, we need much more research on friendship to make stronger, more nuanced claims that best reflect the diversity of our lived experiences. I'm thrilled for you to listen to Platonic. I hope it gives you as much value as I have received through writing it. I must admit, I have an agenda in writing this book: to help create a world that is kinder, friendlier, more loving. And I'm so proud of you for embarking on this journey. Introduction: The Secret to Making Friends as an Adult. In 2015, I grieved brutally. A burst of promising romance ended in disaster. I thought about it when I rocked on the elliptical machine every morning, when I teared up walking between classes, and basically whenever my mind had nothing else to cling to as a distraction. Coming out of the grief required a series of revelations. First, I had to understand why I had taken this loss so hard, why it had caused me so much suffering. I had to articulate the ways I held romantic relationships in such high regard so that they controlled my happiness, as if there was no love in my life at all without this kind of love. Why did I place so much importance on romantic love when, up until that point, it had not been particularly fulfilling? I had been breathing in some deeply held cultural convictions. Finding romantic love is my purpose. The moment that I find romantic love is the moment at which life will truly begin. Failing to find romantic love means being fundamentally flawed in the way of being human. And without romantic love, there is no love at all. To recover from my grief, I gathered a few of my very best friends to start a wellness group. Every week, we met up and one of us chose a self-care activity we could engage in together and hosted us all, with snacks included. There was yoga, cooking, reading, meditating, but most curative of all, there was community. Being around people who loved me and whom I loved healed me. Although I had, until then, devalued the significance of friendship in favor of romance, after the wellness group, I could no longer diminish the colossal importance of friends. In 2017, I suitcased my life and moved out of my 6-year home in Washington, D.C., over to Atlanta, Georgia. I didn't know many people in Atlanta, but some of my very best friends in D.C. made it their goal to ensure I wouldn't be lonely when I reached Atlanta. Packed away in my suitcase was a jar full of fortune cookie-like scrolls on which my friends had listed their favorite memory of us together. I also had a 2x3 framed collage with pictures of me and my friends beaming, parading, and embracing. The year before had been one of the golden ages of my life, and this was undoubtedly because I had amassed people